Wasn't that beautiful? It's good to see you this morning, and a very good morning to you. May the Lord bless you. We especially welcome Bishop David Dingwani and his wife Lorraine with us this morning. He is the Bishop of the Central Conference of the Pentecostal Holiness Church, and it is our pleasure to have him with us this morning, ministering the Word of God and doing the induction of our new pastor. So we're very thrilled and excited. I'd ask you if you would come up, please. Pastor, God bless you. It's so good to see you, and the Lord bless your Word.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Greetings in the house of the Lord, in the name of the Most High God. His name is Jehovah. Amen. So I'm talking about the man who died and risen from the dead, and the man who gave us new life. Amen. I just want to say to you that we are not saved because we were clever. We were not saved because we are so intelligent. We are not saved because we are coming from, you know, good family backgrounds. But we are saved by the grace of God. The grace of God is so sufficient for our lives. There are things that are so difficult in our lives, but God, through His grace, is actually enabling us to accomplish things that we cannot do with our own strength. So now I just want to take this opportunity to thank the servant of God. Amen. Pastor Pet, for giving me this opportunity to come and share the word of God with the body of Christ. And secondly, I just want to greet the leadership of this church and everybody in the house, in the name of Jesus. And I'm so privileged to be accompanied by the one and the only wife of me, by the name of Lorraine. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, to do the work of God by your own, especially as servants of God, without the support of our wives, it is impossible. Because somewhere, somehow, we need people who can actually be on alongside us, who can pray for us, who can encourage us. Because sometimes as a leader, it's not always, you know, whereby you can always smile, that because things are not always sweet. There are some challenges in life, especially in the ministry, and especially when coming to the issue of leadership. But for us to be able to enjoy the service that the Lord has called us is through the help of our wives and the congregation at large to pray for us. That's why I usually say it is not by power, nor by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And then I just want to take this opportunity just to thank God for having this lovely service, and acknowledging the servants of God who came forward here to declare what the Lord has said. And I'm just, you know, supporting all what they've said here. And I remember yesterday God was saying to me that as He was speaking to His servant, that, do you really love me? If you love me, take care of my flock. Because when you talk about the flock of God, we are not referring to the people whom they're very close to you, the people who can buy you, you know, KFC, but we are talking even the people who can criticize you. But all of them are your children. And your love should not be influenced by the circumstances, by things that are actually tangible, but through love of the Lord in your life. Amen. And I just want to acknowledge Pastor Joe Delpot in the midst of us. He's a very friend of mine. You can see I'm still young, but I'm a friend to the older people. And I'm so privileged to have them. And I see the servant of God, Pastor Templeton. Amen. So these are the men actually who have been helping me a lot, especially when I was just coming through the ranks in the church. And somewhere it was not easy. Hallelujah. There was a time whereby I thought to run away from the PAC. But I just want to say to you that if God has called you, Jonah tried, but he failed. I tried as well, but I have failed. But one thing I just want to say to you, it is very important to hear the voice of God more than hearing the word of man. Because the word of God will direct you. The Spirit of God will always be there with you to guide you in times whereby you don't know what to do. But the Holy Spirit will always be there for you. Amen. Let's give the Lord big hands of praise. Hallelujah. I just want to share with the Church of God from the book of 1 John. Chapter 2. We're going to read from verse 3. And verse 4. Before we can read the word of God, I'll ask Pastor Joe Delpot just to bless the word of God. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, it reads as follows. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keep not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. I'll go to verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. And then I want to read again from 1 John chapter 3. Verse 20 and 22. It says, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So one thing I want to share with you about the Word of God says, God was speaking to John and say, write these things. And John actually is reminding us that whatever I'm writing to you, I am not writing to you a new commandment. But I'm referring to the things that you have learned long time ago. That if you love me, amen. Hallelujah. So one of the signs that we really love the Lord is when we love those whom God has created. As I was just going through the Word of God, I've realized that some of the things that we are battling with, especially in our lives, as we are born again, children of God, speaking in tongues, one other area that is so difficult in our lives is to forgive one another. Let me say this to you, that in life we are faced with so many challenges. There are people who have hurt us so much. There are situations that we have faced in our lives that we could not know exactly what we need to do in those situations. But God is saying to you, unless we forgive one another, it is impossible for the love of God to dwell in our lives. Forgiveness is the key in our Christian walk. I know that it's so difficult. Some of us, we went through so many challenges in life. And somewhere, somehow, we have got the valid reasons why we are so angry, why we are so bitter even today. There are things that happened in your life in the history. But I just want to encourage you that things that happened in your life, God is saying to you, let it go. Because unless you let it go, it will still be there in your life. It will hinder your prayer at all times. Have you ever experienced this? If ever you have got a grudge or something in your heart as a root of bitterness in your heart, the moment you wanted to pray, that particular person that you don't even talk to him, he will just reflect before your face. Then eventually, he starts to hinder the flow of your prayer. Your engagement with God, your prayer to God, it will be difficult. But God is saying, I am reminding you, not a new commandment, that the things that I've spoken to you so many years, I'm saying to you, remember this. Forgive one another. Some of us, we have been affected in our relationships. We had so many hurts in our lives. Some of us, our parents have abandoned us. Now we are remaining with so many questions. Why this woman? Why this man brought me in this planet? But all of a sudden, he left me without any choice. Now we don't know our position. Now because this and this happened in our lives. But I just want to say this to you. No matter how many people have hurt you in your life, we need to learn to forgive. We need to learn to pray for those people. And I know that sometimes it's so difficult to pray for somebody who have hurt you so much in your life. But that is the will of God, for us to forgive, so that we may have peace with God in our lives. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, if our conscience or if our hearts are still blaming you and me, say, remember all these things that you have done in the past, the wrong things. One thing I always remember is that all of us here, we have got a history. All of us here, We are coming from somewhere. I just want to say this to you, that for you to be here today, it is by the grace of God. There's nothing that you can do to pay your sins. It's only through the blood of the Lamb of God. It's only through Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is there to forgive you all your sins. One day there was this man with his member. There was a woman in the church who was highly gifted by the word of prophecy. And one day God was speaking to him, showing him about the life history, or about the life of the servant of God, or maybe the minister or the pastor that he was actually fellowshipping. And one day he was relating the message to the pastor, and the pastor said, as I was praying, God was showing me your life. Then suddenly I start to pray for you. And the pastor was so excited. And suddenly the pastor said to the man, to the woman of God, I say, can you please go for the last time and ask God about my previous life? He said, it's okay. And she went to God as she was praying and said, God, I met the servant of God. He said, I need to require about the background or the history before he became a child of God. And God said to her, I cannot remember. Because God is full of forgiveness. When God forgives you, he cannot count everything and all the bad things that you have done in the past. Because he forgives you and he forgets. But what I'm saying to you is that we need to have the heart and the character of God in our lives. I remember even in my life, there was a situation in my life, and somewhere I was feeling that, this is too much. And I wanted you to understand that, when we talk about the servants of God, when we talk about the men of God, they are mere men like you, as you are. They're faced with challenges in life like any ordinary person in this church. Whatever you're going through, we are going through as well. But somebody who's there to comfort us and give us the strength to carry on is the Lord, our Savior. It's not because of all that you have done. It's because of what the Lord has done in your life. Christians, we are not perfect. We are here because of the grace of God. We are standing here because our sins are forgiven. As the Lord has forgiven me, he is there to forgive you. There was a time in my life, I felt that, I'm so horrible. I am so bad before the eyes of the Lord. And I was sitting in my own area, and I was sitting there. Every time when I start to worship the Lord, that thing that comes from the back of my mind, the devil will always remind me. I say, David, do you still remember that before you were born again, you did 1, 2, 3? I say, yes, I know. But one thing that comes in my mind is that it is not by power nor by might, but it is by the Spirit of God. And there was a time in my life, I was thinking that, yes, I'm born again, I'm washed by the blood of Jesus, but one thing that always now and then comes to my mind is that I am not good enough. The devil is always there to remind you about the past, remind you about all the bad things that happened in your life. But I just want to encourage you that the power of God is more powerful than all the tricks of the enemy, the devil. No matter what the devil is trying to say, we are more than the conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. One day I was thinking, I say, let me stand up. No matter all the wrong things that I've done. Because the Lord is not looking for the people who are perfect. But Jesus was looking for you and me. He said, come to me as you are, and I will cleanse you. I will forgive your sins. I will give you the peace of God. because the peace of God is more than the plans and the comforts of men. Hallelujah. And I'm here today to encourage you that it doesn't matter what you have gone through. It doesn't matter what challenges you have faced in your life. Our God is bigger than those problems. Our God is bigger than those challenges. Give your whole heart unto the Lord. Say, God, I'm just a mere man. I cannot overcome with my own strength. But I fully rely on you. Because in God, we stand. Hallelujah. The devil will always, because the devil will never be our friends. You can try to smile with him. You can try to serve him. But the more you serve him, he'll show you something artificial. But the aim is to kill you, to destroy you, because that is his function. But through the grace of God, here we stand. As I'm standing before you, I am not better than you. The only difference is that my sins are forgiven. And all the things that the devil has reminded me are buried on the cross. But what we need to do, we should not go back to the cross and take them one by one. You say, this one is mine. I remember I used to be a killer. I know I used to be this and this, but I just want to encourage you. If the Lord forgives you and he forgets about all the bad things that you have done in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. All the time. All the time. And one thing that we need to remember always is that the King of Glory is coming at any time. So what we need to do, we need to prepare ourselves. The Bible says those who are actually waiting for his coming, they continuously purify themselves. It's not an event. It's not a one thing event, but is a continuous thing that we need to do as we are waiting for his coming. Amen. Jesus, he may come in the morning. He may come while we are on lunch. He may come while you are still brushing your teeth. He may come at any time. But the question is, as he comes, will he find me ready for his coming? There might be something that is actually damaging your relationship with God. The spirit of bitterness, the spirit of unforgiveness. And I'm not saying this because I wanted to preach to you, but I'm preaching even to myself that as a child of God, we are faced with many things in our lives. Our kids might have done something wrong in our lives. Our family members might have done something in our lives to hurt us. But our God is bigger than those hurts. I usually tell people that, you know, I'm so blessed because I'm not now and then be sick. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the main reason is that I will never keep anything in my heart. That's why the Bible says, if you know that you have got something with your brother, before you bring an offering before the Lord, go to your brother and fix whatever needs to be fixed before the Lord comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was reminded by one man of God. He once died. He was involved in an accident. And after being involved in an accident, the angel of the Lord led him to hell. He was showing him, you know, all the terrible things that were happening in hell. And this man of God was saved. But the angel of the Lord said, do you see that there's no peace in hell? People are crying day and night. Then eventually the angel of the Lord said, this is the place where you belong. Because the people who cannot forgive other people, this is the resting place. Because this man of God, he had, you know, a serious, you know, argument with his wife, and he was not forgiving his wife. And then suddenly the angel of God took him and led him to heaven. He was showing him, you know, people worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, people be so joyous before the presence of the Lord. And then he said, no, because actually you were supposed to be here because unfortunately, because you cannot forgive your wife. Therefore, it is difficult for me to let you to get into the promised land. So you might look at that as a very small thing. But the issue of unforgiveness is actually delaying us to receive our blessings. Hallelujah. Let go of the anger, the bitterness in your spirit. Say, Lord, there are some situations in my life. I'm trying everything that I can do with my own strength, but it's so difficult, Lord. And that's why I'm saying to you, it is not by power, it is not by might, it is by the Spirit of God. It's only the Lord who will sustain you. It's only the Lord who will help you to overcome every trouble, every situation in your life. But Jesus is saying even today, the commandment that I'm writing to you, I am not actually writing you a new commandment. I'm actually reminding you that the law that has been written so many years ago, I'm reminding you, love one another as the Lord loved you. Sometimes as human being, as a nature of a human being, we start to love those who love us. We start to take care of those whom we think that, you know, we'll receive something in return. But the Bible says, love and pray for those who hate you. Hey, what are this man is trying to say? How can you love somebody whom you know very well? This one, he doesn't love you. And some of them, they can even come to you and tell you that I hate you. Hello? It's happening. One day in my life, somebody came to me and told me, I hate you. I said, okay. Because I didn't know that you hated me. But now you gave me, you know, a very serious task whereby I need to start to pray for you. And then you pray, you press up until something happens in your life. And I'm telling you, if you know that, you know, things are not well between you and so, up until you press on and say, Lord, not my will, but let your will be done. Because with your own strength, you cannot make it. But the Lord is the one who will enable you to be an overcomer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, even when our conscience or even when our hearts condemns us, reminding us about the past, the Bible says our God is bigger than our hearts. Our God is bigger than our conscience. Because the devil will always now and then and revisit you and remind you about the ugly life that you used to live for in the past. But remember about the love of God. Hallelujah. There is one verse that I love so much in the book of Romans chapter 8. Let me quote it. Romans chapter 8 verse 1. He says, there is therefore now. Let me repeat again. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It doesn't matter what you have done in the past, but now you are born again. Now you are washed by the blood of the Lamb of God. You have received the seed of God in your life. And that's why the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who are not living after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Always bear in mind that my sins are forgiven. I'm a child of God. It doesn't matter what the devil is trying to say. I'm born again, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No matter what the devil is trying, I am saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And sometimes something that hinders our progress is that sometimes we become so stubborn when the Spirit of God is saying something to us. Hallelujah. Even though it's not your fault after all that has been done in your life, but you need to let it go. I know it's not easy. And I know it will never be easy. But when God said forgive, you must do without looking backward. Because the life that we live in now, we are no longer living for ourselves. We live for God. And we need to please God with everything that we do. Sometimes we sin by what, I mean, because of the words that we utter through our mouths. But when God said, let it go, we must let it go. Even though it's not easy, but the Lord will help you to be an overcomer. One thing that I've learned in life is that this journey of walking with the Lord, it has never been an easy road. Amen. It's not an easy road. And I believe that every one of us here, God has given you a very special call. God has spoken to you many times about things in life. But I just want to encourage you, press on. And the Lord is always there on your side. Hallelujah. The Lord is always there to keep you strong and to give you the energy to move forward. Hallelujah. Pastor Keith, the Lord loves you and the Lord will keep you and the Lord will give you strength. I remember when I started to take, you know, the leadership in the Central Conference, I was still, you know, a very young man. Still young. And one day I said to God, what can I do among these older people. I'm still young, and I don't think I'll make it. But let me tell you one thing, is God will give you the wisdom how to do the things of God. It's not what you wish to do, but it's what is in the heart of God. We need to tap from the heart of God, and God will direct you, and God will give you the wisdom, and God will tell you every step of the way. He is there to succeed you. Amen. The Lord, Rakith, He will direct you in every way. Especially as leaders, we don't know everything. But it is by the grace of God that is actually sustaining us not to worry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes it's not because we need to accomplish something or we need to do something, but we need to do what pleases our master. Because somewhere, especially as leaders, sometimes we need to please everybody, and of which it is impossible. Because if you need to do the will of God, you need to do the will of God without any compromise. Because the moment you compromise, the challenges will start to face you. But if you look upon the cross, when you look upon Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith, He is the one who is going to give you what to say and how to lead the congregation of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for this opportunity. I just wanted to encourage you. I say, no matter what the devil has done in your life, no matter what harm the devil has caused in your life, I'm just saying to you, be restored in the name of Jesus, because there is power which is more than anything the devil may think, that he's actually finished with your life. We are serving a big God. We are serving a mighty God. I'm saying always when I'm walking in this way, I say it is not by power. It is not because I'm so intelligent, because I am not intelligent. But one thing that I can say is that we are surviving because of the grace of God. We are surviving because we become so submissive under the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. When the Holy Spirit of God said, let this one go, we let it go, irrespective of any reservations, because He is God. Maybe you're going through in your life as a child of God, and the Bible has never promised us that as long as you're washed by the blood of Jesus, you'll never go through. But that's why the Bible says the afflictions and the troubles of a righteous man are plenty, but is the Lord who succeeded him in every way. I remember after I got saved in 1984, there was a time whereby I said, it looks like since I said I take Jesus as the Lord of my life, it looks like I'm inviting all the troubles in this planet. I think it was a week after a week I was faced with a number of challenges. But the Bible says the righteous are faced with so many challenges. But it's the Lord who sustains them. It's the Lord who gives them strength. It's the Lord who keeps them going at all times. The journey is so long, but let's hold on. Let's be in the presence of the Lord, and the Lord will give us the energy to carry on. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Doesn't matter what you are going through. Doesn't matter with the condemnation of the devil. But Jesus has confirmed to our lives today from his word that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God. Jesus loves you. Maybe you have been thinking that you're worthless, but Jesus valued you so much as a precious vessel before the eyes of the Lord. Because why? He purchased you with his precious blood. You are a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. You are a peculiar nation, bought by the blood of the Lamb of God. It doesn't matter what the devil is trying to preach to you. It might be 70 times a day, but one thing, one word, will make the devil to run away from you. Say, I am forgiven. My sins are forgiven on the cross of Calvary. It doesn't matter all things that I've done in my life, all the bad things that I've done, but my sins are forgiven. I am a child of God. I've been purchased by the blood of the Lamb of God. These are the words that I'm leaving you with. That no matter what you have gone through in your life, Jesus knows your condition. Jesus, he is the only healer who can, you know, touch your heart and make you free in your life. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Your word is the truth. Your word is the light. Father, as you have spoken, Lord, that the love of God is still flooding in our hearts. Father, we thank you because you loved us before we think to love you, O God. Father, we thank you because the mercy of God is so gracious in our lives. Father, we thank you as we come before you. We thank you for every piece of your word that you have spoken to our hearts, that even our conscience, that even our hearts may condemn us. You are bigger than our hearts. You are bigger than our conscience. You are bigger than the troubles that we face in our lives. We thank you, Holy Spirit of God, for who you are in our lives. Because you walk every day step by step with us. You're forgiving us all the troubles that we have faced in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for all that you have done for our lives, for our sakes, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding to guard our minds and our hearts. And leave the peace of God in our hearts. Holy Spirit of God, we are so dependent on you. Because without you, we are nothing. Because without you, we cannot accomplish anything. Because we are there, my Heavenly Father God, with the simplicity of our hearts. We say, when you call, as we invite us, O God, to the Holy of Holies. My Heavenly Father, we thank you. Because the love of God has flooded in our hearts. The love of God has brought the peace of God. The love of God has restored the peace that was stolen by the enemy. Because the Bible said the enemy came to steal and to destroy the peace of God in our hearts. And Father, we thank you, my God, because the Bible says, as long as we abide in the presence of God, there is no more condemnation in our lives, because you are there to restore our lives and the peace of God in our lives. Holy Spirit of God, we cannot move without you. Father God, help us. The bitterness, the anger in our hearts, things that have troubled our lives, help us, O God, to be able to forgive. Help us, O God, to let it go. We say it is not by power nor by might. It is by the Spirit of God. If the Spirit of God is in our lives, we are more than the conquerors through Christ Jesus, who give us strength. And Father, we came to the point whereby we were saying, now I cannot move forward anymore. But the Bible says, the Spirit of God is there to keep us going. And Father God, we thank you. We worship and we adore your name. We magnify and we glorify your name. We say you are Yahweh, you are Elohim, you are El Shaddai, you are the Prince of Peace, you are the Lord of Lords, you are the restorer of our lives. And Father God, we thank you. Our hearts are open, O God, in the presence of the Lord. And Father God, we thank you for reminding us the commandment that you have given us long time ago, that we need to love one another, that we need to forgive one another, so that the peace of God may flood in our hearts, O God. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you, O God. We don't need the human experience. We don't need the human wisdom, O God. But we need the wisdom of God in our lives that will make us strong when we are so terrible in our hearts. When we have got feeble knees, we need the Spirit of God. When we are so troubled in our minds, we need the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God is abided forever, we say we are more than the conquerors. We are more than the conquerors through Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter what the devil is saying. We are more than the conquerors. We are more than the conquerors. Any condemnation that the devil starts to raise, it has got no place in our hearts. Because we are forgiven, O God. We have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb of God. We are brand new people, O God, in the presence of the Lord Almighty. And Father God, we thank you. As we are going to leave this place, O God, leave us with the peace of God that passes all our understanding, O God, that make us to be fresh all the time in the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. And we thank you, Jesus Christ, for all that you have done in our hearts. And to remind us, O God, that it is not by your power, it is not by your might that you'll overcome Goliath. It is not by might, it is not by by your strength that you'll destroy the mountain. Father God, it is by the power of the Most High God that abideth forever in our lives. Father, we thank you. We worship you, O God. Help us, O God, every step of the way, wherever we feel that we cannot make it, O God. But you always encourage us, say, carry on. I'm there with you. When you feel that it's so heavy, I will lift the burden for you. Father, we thank you, O God. We thank you, O the mighty and the Spirit of God, that you are there to help us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. And I come before you, Lord. Help me, O God, as your servant, O God. Your word has life. Your word, give us wisdom, O God. And your word, give us a better understanding. It has been a long time when the devil has been reminding us about the past. But we cannot change the past. But we can change the way forward. And Father God, by the strength of God within us, and we thank God because our sins are forgiven in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We worship you, O God, in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for allowing me to stand before you to share the word of God with you. The God that we are serving a good God. We are serving the God of love all the time. Oh, Randarama, Siandarama, Sorobo, Yenderebo, Sia, Mekrobo, Saraba, Shindaraba, Sorobo, Borona, Carabayende, Lendrobo, Siakaraba, Shondorobo, Siandarabayende. Holy Ghost, we thank you, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So now I shall call upon Pastor Pat, Pastor Keith, as well as the leadership of the church, so that we're going to pray and charge the servant of God before us here. I just want to read from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 7. It reads as follows. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of a good behavior, given to hospitality, aimed to teach, not given to wine, nor striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a howler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man knows not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Hallelujah. I just want to say for the leadership of the church, and then I believe that you have decided through the bishop of the house that Pastor Keith will be running the race. You'll be taking the baton and run with it. And I just want to say to you that it has never been easy. The challenge will always be there. I'm not trying to brush you and say, you know, that the road is so rosy. There are a number of challenges. But through the leadership that we have in the church, and I believe that, you know, these are the people who are going to support you all the way. And then sometimes, like, if ever maybe you don't know exactly what to do, go to the people with the wisdom, your mentor, and together with the leadership. And the one thing that I want to say, especially to the church at large, together with the leadership, what we can do most is to support this family, this couple, with our prayers. And I believe that, you know, God will give them the wisdom in terms of leading this congregation. Because usually we encounter problems, especially when people are taking over. Because we are not here in a competition. We don't compete with anybody. But we are doing what God has called us to do. But I'm just saying to you, the Bible says if man wanted to be a bishop, or maybe desired to be a bishop, he desired a good work. But one thing for sure is that it's the Lord who will give you the strength. Hallelujah. And especially, I just want to say to Mama, usually we say a lot, especially to the husband. But I can tell you, mostly the ministry of the servants of God, they go a long way through the support of their wives. And mostly the ministries of the servants of God, they don't last because of what the women, in terms of the role that they play. But I've been with you for quite some time. And I trust you And I believe that, you know, you have been in this church, you have been serving under Pastor Pat for a long time. You have been observing, you have been seeing how he conducts the business for the church. And I believe that you have learned a lot. But today, I just want to challenge you. And I'm just saying, this road is so easy with the Lord. With our own, we cannot make it. With our own, it's so difficult. As I was just saying to you that, you know, there was a time whereby I felt that I better give up. But, you know, one thing for sure is that now and then, especially as a leader, God is going to say certain things to you. Very special, very significant in terms of leading the congregation of God. But I just want to charge you before the congregation. I say God will sustain you. God will give you the strength. And God will give you direction. Because there's a time whereby you don't know what to say to the congregation. And there's a time whereby you might feel that you can take a vacation and run away. Because I'm just saying, it has never been easy. But with the help of the Lord, you'll make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as you are sitting there, just stretch your hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'll ask Pastor Joe Delport just to come forward as well. And then we are going to pray for you. And then before we pray for you, I just want to say to you, always, Solomon, as people were looking for riches and other things, say, Lord, give me the wisdom. So what we need most, we don't need money. We don't need money. Money will never change anything. But the wisdom of God will turn things around. Now I see the gaps there and there. Through what God has laid upon you, God is going to draw people and bring them in this church under your leadership, under the support of the servants of God in the house of God. And I believe and I'm so confident that God Almighty is going to enable you, is going to make you strong day by day. Hallelujah. So that's why the Bible says, before we can lead the congregation of God, we must be able to lead our own families. Sometimes you find that, you know, some of our family members, they cannot come to the church because in terms of how we conduct ourselves while we are there. Amen. But I trust you and I believe in you and I know that God is going to make you strong. All the time. We just wanted to lay hands on them. Just come closer as we pray for them. Love, just come here. Let's lay hands on them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, here are your servant, O God. We dedicate them, Lord, with the ministry that you have called them for, O God, in this church. And you knew their hearts. You knew the simplicity of their hearts. Father God, we thank you, and we thank you for the patience, O God. And you knew them, O God, long time ago, before they were ordained, that today they will be standing here before us, and they will be taking over the baton from the servant of God. And Father, we thank you, and we worship you, O God. And Father God, I speak the anointing of God. Oh, the anointing of God without measure upon their lives. Father God, make them strong. Yes, lift their ministry, O God, according to your special calling upon their lives. And I know, my God, that you are able, my Heavenly Father God, to make them to complete the journey, to complete the assignment that you have given unto them. And Father God, I know they'll never be weary on the way because of your strength, because of the power of God. That's why you said in the word of the Lord, say, be strong and in the power of his might. And Father God, we are so relying, my God, on the strength within us, O God, that you are going to make them to be strong every time in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Yes, Father, we thank you, Lord. Amen. We leave them, Lord, with the seal of the Spirit of God in their hearts, O God, to direct them in every way. As they travel, my God, as they lead the congregation of God. Father, we thank you, Lord. Yes. Father, I say, let the peace of God to cover them, O God. to protect them against any attack of the devil. Father, you knew them before they were born, that this day, my God, they'll be standing here, O God. Sanctify them, O God. Set them apart, O God, for the great work that you have called them for. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
We bless you, Jesus, for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I just want to thank you very much. And we love you so much. Pastor Pat, thank you so much for raising men like this. And we know that they'll get into your footsteps. And I believe that, you know, through your help and your support, the Lord will see them through. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I don't know whether Pastor wants to say some few words. And I just want to give him this opportunity as his child to say a few words. And then one other thing, maybe the last word, is that Pastor Pat is still your father all the time. And then when you start somewhere, go to the servant of God. Go and seek for the wisdom. And they're full of treasure of the knowledge of God. And they will lead you through the way. And I believe that, you know, as they decided that, you know, today you'll be taking over, but I think they've released that in his heart and say, God will speak the blessings of God upon you. And I believe that, you know, God will sustain you. Thank you very much. Over to you.
Thank you, Bishop. The Lord bless you. I would just like to say to Keith and Cheryl, congratulations. And the Lord bless you and keep you and use you in a mighty and an amazing way. I have something that I'd like to give you. I'd like to pass the baton to you. That Bible is 50 years old. I used it many, many years. In the ministry. I pass it to you as the baton of the success and the blessing of God in the ministry. Let's pray. Father, we bless you this morning as we say thank you for everything you've done, for the provision, and especially for the amazing way that you have worked in bringing Keith and Cheryl to this day. And as I pass this Bible to him and as I give him the baton, I pray that the mantle of God will fall upon him in a special and in an amazing way, that his ministry will be great, gracious, successful, miraculous, for the glory of God. Amen. Can the congregation stand, please? Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Please join us. Jesus. You can say a word, but please join us in the hall for refreshments.
I believe in symbolic acts. And I praise the Lord for this baton. But church, I'm going to swing this baton and I speak life. It's time for us to cross our Jordan. Amen? Together. And I'm going to swing this baton symbolically. I'm blessed. And I don't take this role lightly. Not at all. Not at all. So let us raise our hands And I swing this baton in Jesus' name and let this river Jordan open. We swing it. We swing the mantle like Elisha did. And we say, where is the God of Elisha? Go before us today. In Jesus' name, we declare it. Life, revival, and a new day. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. You know I like to tease, but I won't tease this morning. I was told not to be too long. This one's very simple. Our mom passed away when I was 12, and Keith was 4. At that time, our granny attended this church. She used to sit there where Esther's sitting, the third row on the side. And we used to, well, I used to come to church with her very often. And after my mom passed away, my dad never served the Lord. But that was where he met Pastor Jimmy Gardner, whom some of you may remember. He was the first pastor of this church, to the best of my knowledge. And that was where we met him. And after my mom passed away in the month of October, he looked after my father amazingly. And that is the legacy of this church. You know that he gathered us together as a family, and this is something you don't know, and this is why I'm telling you this. For those of you who might not think that Keith should be the next pastor of this church, Keith was 4 years old when Pastor Jim Eakes Gardner prayed over us as a family, and he laid hands on this little boy. He doesn't even remember preparing the way ahead for what you're seeing today. Praise God. That is the legacy and the heritage of Christian Heritage Church.
So now it's time for us to kind of have some tea and enjoy ourselves. But I want to ask you, Pastor Pat and Yvonne, we'd like for you to stand at the door one last time and greet your congregation, your people. Have we closed in prayer? Amen. Well, just give them a chance to walk to the back and come and enjoy some fellowship with us.